Hello to Rob Hyman.
Guten Tag, hello.
Your last concert, it was in Aschaffenburg 2 days ago. Yesterday you had a day off. How did you spend it?
We spend the day off in lovely Freiburg, one of our favorite cities, and we walk around. Nice dinner, a little bit of shopping, and outside a few beers. You know, I saw a nice, in one park, a group doing, I guess, tango music. I don't know if you know this area. They're just dancing to tango style. It was super, really nice, beautiful night. Sehr heiß, it's hot, but it's summer, so yeah, we enjoy Freiburg very much.
How does a typical day in the life of Rob Hyman look when you're on tour?
The touring schedule is very different than our home life. It depends on the routing of the tour. Now we do 5 shows in a row, and so play, travel sometimes overnight. You do get tired during the day, so you sleep when you can. I get very excited after the show, so it's difficult to go maybe, you know, right to sleep. I need some time just to come down because the show is high energy. And then maybe sleep on the bus, sleep when you can. Every day is different.
But no party all night long? Not anymore?
We have some parties. No, I mean, it's not as much as in earlier days. I think we're a little bit more calm, but we'll stay up. We'll have a bus party, especially on the road if we do an overnight drive. If it's a short drive, we go back to the hotels, get some sleep. But when we have an overnight, we bring some pizzas on the bus and some beer, good German beer. And yeah, we do have a party. I mean, the band, the show is a party, so we still have that feeling, of course.
You're an American band. Why do you play so much more shows in Europe than at home?
Oh, that is an excellent question. And I think it's just about the music and the audience. When we start in the 80s and 90s, we do many tours in the US, Canada, Australia, and we even went to Japan. And then we start to come to Germany in the late 80s into the 90s, played The Wall at Berlin. And just something about Germany and the Hooters was, boom, connection. And now, after all these years, we come every summer. We've been all over the country, hundreds of shows. I mean, I've been everywhere in the country. And although we keep finding new places, and it's just a wonderful feeling for us. And we play much more in Germany than in the United States. And it's fine with us because it's a beautiful thing for us to connect. And even more, it just feels really powerful from another country, not to get into all the politics, but we feel like we are ambassadors. We're representing the U.S. with our music. And it's much better than the political, you know, dissonant noise. It's just like, hey, rock and roll for everybody. And the German audience has been unbelievable for us. So we're happy to be here.
You said you've been everywhere in Germany. And I think you tasted so much different German food. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite German food?
German food. Well, first the German beer. For me, Hefeweizen, Dunkel, dark beer is so good.
From Bayern,
You know, I kind of all over. Munich is nice. We went to a great beer garden. So I think we went to the big beer garden in Munich. It's hundreds, thousands of people. So I think for the authentic German food, it would be that. You know, the knuckle, I don't know, the Schweine, pig knuckle, whatever. Yeah. And just a good beer garden, Wiener Schnitzel, Rotkohl, you know, we love it, so we're good here.
When you walk west about 12 miles, you reach the Rhine. You know what comes next. There's one song from the 5x5 EP, Pissing in the Rhine. It has German lyrics, and sorry, but for me it sounds like a German carnival drinking song.
That's super. Perfect. Well, that was a special song. Eric and I were, my partner Eric on the guitar, I play the keyboards, and we write the songs for the group. And one day he starts this riff, and I hear a melody, and we hear the song in German. I mean, we've come here enough. Our German is at third grade level, maybe 8 or 9 year old, you know, level, very basic. Eric is better with language than me, but we just start to hear a German lyric, except for the title, which is Pissing in the Rhine. And it's a bit funny, and it's a fun drinking German song, really fun to play. And then we send the demo versions, early versions, to our friends in Germany, and we say, so how, you know, auf Deutsch is okay? And they go, yeah, it's fine. I wanted to make sure it wasn't like offensive to anyone, like pissing in the Rhine is just funny. The guy's drinking, he breaks up with his girlfriend and he's pissing in the river. Hey, it happens.
The Hooters use many different instruments, even such instruments who are not typical for rock bands, like the mandolin or melodica. What's your favorite instrument to play?
Well, the melodica is what we call the Hooter, and it started the band as our kind of logo or symbol. We find that instrument early on and we call it the Hooter, and then that became the name of the group. So I really do have a strong connection with that. I play keyboards. Piano is my main instrument. I grew up to play piano, but I also love the accordion. And when, as a younger man, I didn't think it was cool. You know, it was the opposite of, it seemed kind of, we say, corny or a little uncool. But now I love it, and we add the accordion, and Eric, my partner, plays many instruments, everyone in the band. We're adding now the banjo. He's got a little electric mandolin that's different, and mandolas, recorders, harmonicas, dobro. We do a whole unplugged sometimes. So it's become part of the sound of the band, and every tour we try to maybe pick up a new sound and new instrument to add to it. Still a rock and roll band, guitars, drums, you know, that's the foundation. And then we put all these little things on top, and it's a nice mix of sounds.
So the sound never gets old.
Well, it's important, you're right. I mean, some of the songs we've been playing for years and years, and All You Zombies, and Day by Day, and Johnny B for decades. So we have to keep trying. Like now for Johnny B, I have a little harpsichord introduction, which is new. Eric has he's doing a little bit of Bach on stage. We're getting a little bit classic, you know? So, yes, it's important to keep it fresh because we do a lot of the same songs every night, which we enjoy. We know that fans want to hear Johnny B and Zombies and Satellite and Carla, all these, the hits, I guess. But we need to keep it interesting for ourselves, and I think we're really good at that, because otherwise, if you're bored with the song, then the audience can tell that. And for us, never really, it doesn't really happen.
When you started, you sold LPs and EPs. Now fans can hear you on Spotify. How has the music business changed?
The music business has changed completely. The music is, I think, the same. You know, they still get a bunch of guys together and have a rock and roll band, but it was album, vinyls, and then cassettes and 8-track, CDs, iPods, downloads. Now it's virtual, so it's not something you hold in your hand, and the whole business has changed because music is free. So that hurts us, because it's important in the older days to sell your CDs, and that's how you can afford to travel and tour. And now for many, especially for new bands, you won't get the sales, so you must sell tickets and t-shirts, merchandise. But that's okay, because we always felt that the live show was where we belonged. I mean, it's great to sell records. It's important to be on the radio, but maybe now it's YouTube or Spotify or in a TV commercial, you know, radio is less important. So it's changed a lot. We grew up with radio and albums, and now I have two boys in early 20s who love albums as well, but it's also on their iPods, and it's virtual and streaming, and that's the world we live in. So the business has changed, but the music, I think, is still the same concept.
You are very active in playing shows for the last years, but fans have been waiting for a new studio album for some years now. How does the future of the Hooters look like?
That's another good question. Eric, my partner, moved to Sweden, to Stockholm, 2 years ago. So his wife is from Sweden, and his family, they wanted to spend some time there. So we're not together as much. And also, over the last few years, just been very busy with other studio projects. We work with other artists as well as the Hooters. So when the Hooters are off the road, other things happen. But we would really like to get new music out. And no promises today, but we are thinking a lot about it. We always think about it. And we just want it to be a high quality, because the songs that we play now, we've played for so long, and they feel really solid. So we don't want to write just to have new songs. We want to write to have good songs. And that's a bit difficult, but we'll try it. I think it's coming.